Monday night, Chafal of Sivan, Chavis Halvavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Perek Shlishi. We're up to the, I don't know why everybody's talking still, we started learning already. And we're in the middle of, we're towards the end of the 13th Cheshbon, page Resh Nun Gimel. Page Resh Nun Gimel, and he's talking about using all of the kochos, all of the gifts that Hashem gave you to accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish. He gave the mushel of the seeds. You don't use up half the seeds. And what he says on page Resh Nun Gimel is that what happens is that a person expends so much energy and kochos on acquiring things he doesn't really need, mosros, so that he doesn't have any strength anymore to wake up early and learn and to do mitzvahs, because he spends all his kolchos on things that are unnecessary. And that's what he says on page Resh Nun Gimel. He then says, we'll start from there. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 10 lines down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines down in Resh Nun Gimel. V'lachein, therefore, al tash le'satzmucha, don't fool yourself. Be'ilu v'ulai v'shema. Because people don't use all the kaychas they have, because they're always looking, if only I had done this when I was young, or if only I was older, or if only I was younger, or if only I had that fella's background, or if only I had that fella's intelligence. But Tomar, and people say, people always look for an excuse, people always explain themselves, instead of using their present kochos, whatever it is, to the utmost, they're always either looking in the past and saying, well, if I'd be 20 years younger, then things would be different. Or they say, let me wait till I retire, and then I'll be able to devote myself more to learning. Or they say, Ilu higati ledarga plonis, in a moment, if I'd have money put away like that fella does, the hachochma, or if I was as smart or as intelligent as that, or lomdish as that fella, then I would really, I would see to it to fulfill my obligations. If you talk like that, that's terrible. You're fooling yourself, you're kidding yourself. Like, you don't want to live in the present. You want to stay mired in the past. Oh, I didn't go to the school he went to, or I didn't go into the profession he went to, and I didn't do this, and I did do this, and now look at me, I'm all messed up. And I'm messed up. You go with today, and this is what Hashem gave you, and you have to use all your kochos today, now, live in the present, not in the past, not in the future. Toem misha nitla b'han, you're making a big mistake. The yimoy, then you'll fool misha nishan alehan, me, whoever's relying on them, on these svaras, on these excuses, on these rationales. Neima hachazokim besibos to eos balei amishkonos asher hizkarti lecha b'shar ha'bitochen. Chazalov is talking b'shar ha'bitochen about a specific mindset. He called them balei mishkonos. They want a mashkin of security. If someone lends you money, you want a security deposit. So he talked about the people that want a security deposit from Hashem. They say, listen, I'm willing to devote myself to mitzvahs, to learning, but, you know, you got to give me a nest egg. You got to give me a retirement fund, 401k, or whatever it's called. He calls them balei mishkonos. People have demands on Hashem that he provide them first, and then they'll have bitachon after he gives them what they want. So he says this is the same mindset as the balei mishkonos. He say, Hashem wants me to learn, he should have made me smart, he should have given me different parents, he should have set, made sure I went to a different yeshiva, he should have this, he should have that. Or you live in the future and you say, okay, when I I retire, or when I this, or when I that. And he says you have to live in the present, not in the past. Don't live with someone else's seichel, meaning saying, if only I had that person's seichel, then things would be different. Don't live vicariously with other people. It's excuses. It's all excuses. The guy in the shul, I talked about this once by an Onik Shabbos. Some of the shul was mamish, was very like, he would, now it's 2 years later, 3 years later, he wouldn't be saddened anymore. When he was younger, he was saddened that I have to disguise who it is, I have to change details. He felt his friends had progressed much more than he had in areas of Yedias HaTorah and Ruchnius, and it was bothering him. So I told him, it's the Yetzirah. Don't look at the past. Start today. Do what you. If you know what you're supposed to do or what you want to do, so start today. There's no reason why you can't. But that's what it is. That's what Yitzchak is talking about. You end up not using your kochos that you have because you're always wishing for other kochos. If only I was a better speaker. If only I was more charismatic. If only I was more, if I was sharp, or if I was more, whatever. Always, it's always something. So you like the Balei Mishkanos of Shaar Bitachon. You want first, Hashem should give you the way you understand things should be, and then you'll serve Hashem. Then you'll do what you're supposed to do. V'yishomer, be careful, melekachtom l'cha, Tainova Amaslo. Don't let these things, they're not excuses. They're not going to gain you any brownie points. I was going to say, I don't care. Like, what's the difference? I don't care. What are you talking about? Kidin chabazek, kidin kol posheya. You're a posheya. You say, oh, I. Again, you use these things as excuses. It's not going to cut the mustard. Cut the mustard? Is that the expression? And it's not so bohen. It's not going to work with Hashem. He's going to laugh at you. Because you have to live in the present with the kochos that you have. And if you don't, maybe he says, that could be. Could be you're spending too much kochos on gashmiyustika pursuits. Mosros, things you don't really need. That could be. That could be. That's why you don't have any koyach. For your data, but you should know that with these excuses, Shainam Salkim and Cha'onesh, they might be very nice excuses, but they're not going to patter you from what awaits you. Komra Laganov, like a Posuk in Mishlei, very interesting Posuk. Lo Yavuzu Laganov, people will not make fun of, mock, or they won't detest a Ganov who steals because he's starving. Ki Yignov Lamalei Navsho Ki Yirov. So they won't. They won't think of him as a terrible, degenerate, immoral, disgusting person. Benimtza, but if they find him out, Yishalim Shivosayim, they're going to make him pay. You stole, you got to pay. So here also he's saying these excuses sound very nice, and maybe they'll get you some sympathy, but then at the end of the day, they're not really excuses. You're going to have to pay for what you're doing wrong. Or your inactions. You have to do what you're capable of doing today. Not to say, oh, because of the past. And that's Aval P in the Marshal of the Ganav. Aval P says the Kikuso, his need is Berura, is clear. So he was desperate, he was starving, let's say. I don't know, starving, Pekoch Nefesh, but he was very hungry. But he's going to be punished for tashlum, and he has to pay, and he has to pay kefel, abo v'chamisha, whatever it is. Kifle mashalokach, v'chosh ken yeser ha'averos, which do not have the mitigating factors. V'lochein, therefore, natzel es hazman, use your time wisely. Don't fritter away your life. Life is made up of time. Time is life. Life is time. Don't fritter away with excuses. Le'efsharus, when you still have the possibility. Le'malei cholvoscha kolapei Hashem dvar yom biyomo. Each day is a new day. Each day has its challenges. Each day has its nisyonos. Do what you can do that day. Certainly don't make the fatal mistake of living in the future and saying, I'll get around to it when I get around to it. First of all, you think the day you retire, you're going to sit and learn a whole day. I'd like to see that happen, says the Chazon Halbavitz. You're going to be busy with all this. You'll find different Narishkeiten to take the place of that Narishkeiten. So first of all, even if you're living, you'll see it's not going to be easy to change your whole mindset and lifestyle. And by the way, who said you'll be living? You say, I'll wait till I'm 40, I'll retire. Have a good civil service job. I'll wait till I'm 40 and retire. Who says you'll get to be 40? There's nothing wrong with wanting to retire. We're talking about being dysfunctional in your spiritual life. Of course, you're busy at work, and your excuse is that when you're 40, you'll be able to retire. Meanwhile, you'll never make 40, maybe. You don't know. And even if you make 40, you're not going to change. People do not change. At some point, you're not going to change. Bekoshim yizem yerecha haketz, then, she'oz yetzel lecha limtza ha'masla, but the opposing tanoscha, then all your excuses are gone. The world, Chagalovitz gives many, many, many famous mishalim that are then set over, and people don't even know the original source. He says the world is like a marketplace. You know, when the stores are open, it's time to buy, to sell. You can make a profit, you can make a killing. But if you wake up after the final bell on Wall Street, and you go, okay, I'm ready for a bargain, they look at you like you're nuts. You know, you came too late. Everything's shut down, tight. It's like a shuk. Miskatzim, a lot of people who mispazrim, and then after a day or two or three or a week, you know, then Shavuot Sefer is over. When it's over, it's over. Misha Sochar, if you run around, you tumble, you herviach, you make your money. Misha Nisatzel, you know, if you say I'll come in 2 weeks, I'll open my store. And you open your store in 2 weeks. No one's interested in buying an Esther gift to Sukkos anymore. They'll buy it for tea. They'll give you 2 shekel for it so that they can squeeze it into their tea. Umishin etzatzel mischarit. Uvika hamarachachom. Uzuchoriz borachobi mebuchuro secha. So what was number 13? He took it to a lot of different branches. He segued into a lot of different. He made many different points. The yisod of 13 is to use all the kochos that you have in avodas Hashem, not to take it easy, and not to give it full throttle. And not to look at other people, and that's why you're not doing, because you don't have their opportunities, etc. He says, don't do that. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll